This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
California fires still burning, sadly, in Northern California, though they've got somewhat of a handle on it. Lots of firefighters out there, and that's the way this nation rolls, because so many are lending a helping hand that is much needed. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. As we kick off This Week in America tonight in Washington, the president with a very long sort of press conference in the Rose Garden today, where he talked about a couple of different things, and the perfect person to ask some of those pointed questions to joins us now, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, so what was the deal with Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell kind of sort of, I don't know, reaffirming that they're still buddies at the Rose Garden News Conference? What was that about?
I mean, it was a weird day, and basically this is the administration trying to show that there is not this level of discord that is being widely discussed within the Republican Party. This didn't necessarily play that down, though. Earlier in the day, the president spoke very clearly about how he felt about Steve Bannon's efforts to essentially wage war against the GOP establishment, saying that he understood where Bannon was coming from, saying that the blame lied with Senate Republicans, and really just backing up what has proven to be a huge thorn in Mitch McConnell's side. So, you know, despite the fact that they had this kind of rosy kumbaya moment, you know, you had the bare bone basics of the fact that you had Trump saying one thing, that he supported, you know, Steve Bannon, or at least understands where he's coming from, while McConnell was essentially left saying that, you know, this doesn't necessarily work. This effort to unseat incumbents oftentimes leads to, you know, not ideal political realities, pointing to situations in 2010 and 2012 where, you know, conservative members were ousted and then replaced in the primaries by, you know, Tea Party candidates, and then ended up to, you know, not win those races. So just a very strange day politically for both the president as well as the majority leader.
And, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that's been kind of reading the tea leaves, I guess, in Washington, because we're just a couple of weeks away from this. But you have this conversation about what's going to happen in the Senate, because here we are coming up on kind of a big election cycle, if you will, because of some of the seats that are available. And some are prognostic. The former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Democrats are going to retake the Senate in 2018. I don't know. Is my math fuzzy, or is that really seriously possible? Because they control, what, 52 of 48? They control 52 seats to the 48 for the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very slim majority, and frankly, the moves that are going on right now with Steve Bannon are not helping, you know, keep it in the larger sense. I'm just saying, McConnell did make a good point today where he said,
yeah, you're right.
Look,
yeah,
we tried this before and it didn't work. So, you know, I think it's going to be an uphill battle for both parties at this point. It's probably still too soon to say, but, you know, if this keeps on moving in this direction, it's certainly looking good for the Democrats.
And one of the things that's going to be talked about is this whole tax reform budget deal. What's happening there with the tax reform?
Basically, they need to move quickly on this and, you know, make some early votes that incorporate this with the typical budget process before moving forward. But in the larger sense, in the more political sense, tax reform is really going to be the sort of bellwether issue heading into 2018, and ultimately is going to be the final word on the effectiveness of the Republican-controlled Senate as well as the lower chamber. We already know that there are some members who have sort of backed away from tax reform, have, you know, sort of tried to downplay expectations, or, you know, in Bob Corker's case said that, you know, he is not going to be supporting it if it raises the, you know, deficit or if it's not necessarily paid for. So it's a rough battle coming up, something that's slowly shaping up, something that the administration for the first time you know, in Trump's presidency have been really coming to bat for, really taking their members on the road, really trying to sell this message. And it's going to, you know, really speak volumes about where exactly the party is going to be going, you know, heading into 2018. And if it does not work, it could, you know, prove to be a very, very serious issue for a lot of people involved.
Yeah. What are they saying in Washington about these California wildfires? Because they're kind of gaining a little ground on it. But, you know, you're from Northern California. It's sad to see, I got to say. It must be sad for you.
I mean, this is really tragic. I have a lot of friends out there. You know, one of my close family friends, he wrote about how six of his friends right now have all lost their homes. And this is a pretty, you know, rural, sparse community, one that's spread out, very heartbreaking. You know, in Washington, we had Trump today saying that, you know, he is going to be supporting emergency funds, saying that this is a very sad, very big step that he has to take. We've had the congressional delegation pushing for expedited funding. We had that included in the relief bill that was drafted for Puerto Rico, for Texas, for Florida. And this is going to be incorporating that as well. And this is something that people are responding to. And, you know, it is a serious issue. As we stand right now, there is a huge recovery effort that's going to need to be taken in California. There's a lot of people right now who just simply don't have homes and can't afford, you know, rental homes in the area, considering the, you know, cost of living expenses there. So, you know, the immediate, you know, fire of this could be contained relatively soon, but a lot of the lingering effects of this are going to be, you know, haunting the region for quite some time.
Yeah, boy, crazy stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's it is sad to see again, you know, what we're seeing with those fires in Northern California, because the amount, the actual dollar amount is just going to be staggering. We already know that, and of course it's been said, but it's about, as Justin mentioned, people are still, I think there's still that shock phase of losing homes, of the how many people have lost homes, and just the enormity of what we've seen. It's very tough to describe. It really is, because it's sort of fire fatigue, I guess, in a way. Every single day, what happened with the fire, here's what happened. It's just, gosh, just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. In the meantime, we have more flap over the NFL players and whether or not they should take a knee during the anthem. The Wisconsin governor got involved, Scott Walker, and he told players to stop the anthem protests. So it's not just Donald Trump anymore. The Republican former presidential hopeful sent a letter Monday to NFL commish Roger Goodell and the Players Association's executive director, DeMaurice Smith, saying he believes players are showing disrespect for the flag and veterans and they should drop the divisive political sideshow and speak out against domestic violence instead. Now, there's an interesting twist to it. By the fact that he added the domestic violence, I think was probably a smart thing on his part, because this is a sore spot with Roger Goodell, since many thought he didn't handle the domestic violence issues that came up in the NFL from the last couple of years very well. So it's kind of a little bit of a poke at him. The NFL league meetings are on Tuesday, and what's going to be talked about, of course, is the national anthem and what's happening with some of these football teams. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time.
Because this is impacting so many families across our country, every single senator and every single member of Congress has tragedies they can speak of that they know about in their state. And so I do think that this is one of these times where you're going to have a collision between doing what's right and frankly, what the big drug companies want you to do. And I have a feeling that we're going to prevail on this and get this repealed.
Opioids. That was Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri. There's a lot of conversation going on about what's happening, and you heard what she had to say as far as regulations are concerned, and the conversation has been about the epidemic, of course, and we've talked about this on the show, opioid awareness, but in trying to pass something on the Hill, it's a whole different ball game because of Big Pharma and because of regulations, etc. So where that all ends up will be interesting, and it's rare for me to agree with Claire McCaskill, I have to say. Some things, I guess, but a lot I wouldn't. And in the case of what's happening with opioids and the opioid addiction, especially what's happened in this country, is very sad to see, because so many people are unraveling as a result of that. But that goes to telling people what to do. That goes to a deeper seated problem that we have when it comes to medical treatment. And you know, on this show, certainly we've had a lot of people who have told us their stories about getting off of pharmaceutical drugs and what it's done for them, and how they got weight down, how they reduced blood pressure, how they started just eating better, etc. And we could do 10 shows on that. Everything from Dr. Ben, we've had Dr. Ben on, who's on the same network as I am, to others who have who have talked about, frankly, what's happened in that world. But it's not easy when the money rolls through the hallways of the Capitol to pick this out and pick that out. And especially when it comes to pills, it is pharmaceutical, it is big business, big money, etc. By the way, in bouncing back to what Justin Duckham said, because I even got some emails on this about Bannon and Trump and McConnell, Donald Trump did say on Monday that he was supporting Mitch McConnell and he was pledging to ask his anti-establishment friends to leave the Senate leader and his friends alone. Before that, there wasn't too much coming out of it, but of course Bannon has been really, really slamming all over the place, Mitch McConnell especially. In fact, one of the things Steve Bannon said over the weekend is we've declared a season of war against the establishment Republicans, and he singled out Mitch McConnell, warning that he'd meet the same kind of fate as Julius Caesar. And he said, even specifically, you got to love this line, we've cut your oxygen off, Mitch. That's what he said. And remember, he's somebody who worked in the White House, but certainly is not doing that now. He's the executive chairman of the ultra-conservative Breitbart News. So Trump told reporters that he understood where Steve Bannon's coming from, and he shared his former aide's frustration with the Senate that they haven't enacted his agenda. But after lunch at the White House with Mitch McConnell, he said he was on the Senate leader's side, so to speak, and that he'd speak with Bannon about his strategy of backing primary challenges to Senate incumbents, which, because of some of what Bannon said, maybe it does make sense when you have Democrats talking about, good, well, that means we're going to take over the Senate. The numbers will change if you are dumping on, you know, establishment Republicans. You're not going to get the others elected in some of those cases. And boom, that leaves the opening for the Democrats, which is probably why part of that thing happened at the White House, by the way, today. As we kind of bounce in a couple of different directions, I got to tell you this, because I got so many emails about it. We're going to jump to technology. I know, what a hard right turn. Although with the president, he's all about technology because he's all about Twitter, and that's social media and technology. But you know how the iPhone, every year they produce an iPhone? It's the iPhone 100. I wonder, I'm like thinking, how long am I going to live? How many iPhone reiterations am I going to see? Because they're just going to keep having them. So it'll go up to 20, 30, 40. And I'm thinking my lifeline, I'm not so sure how many I'll get to see. Double digits, I hope, right? They're on the iPhone 8. So the iPhone 8 is being outsold by last year's iPhone 7. So I don't know. This is pretty interesting. Maybe it's that, how much can you do with a phone? Supposedly the people that camp out, wait out, do everything they can to get the latest, greatest from Apple are saying that they don't see a lot of enhancements on the new model. So the iPhone 8, photo-wise, has the fastest processor and the best camera ever put into an Apple smartphone. Plus, the added kind of feature of wireless charging for the first time, that's big. But the handset is very similar to the iPhone 7, which I have, which sells for $150 less. And so therefore, yeah, I don't know, iPhone 8, is it that much better? You know, what does that do for me by buying the iPhone 8? Technology amazes me. It amazes me. I don't know about the rest of you. In one way, so cool. In another way, so frustrating. I think, what was it like when we actually talked to each other? when people weren't crashing into me because they were looking down on the phone or they had earbuds in their ears, we actually had conversations. I went to my favorite Chinese restaurant last week, and what does it say on the big sandwich board outside? No, we don't have wireless. Learn to talk to each other. I don't think that dissuaded that many people. I'm not so sure. And you go into any kind of a Starbucks or go to any Panera, go to half of these coffee houses, and what are people doing? They're taking up space, and they're on their phones and laptops, and they've set up office. And it's all about the technology. I just got an update from my pal Brad, who is in Northern California, to give me the latest, greatest of what they're saying out there. And he says the winds have kind of let up a little bit, or they did certainly during the day on Monday. Some of the smoke is starting to clear out. So there are mostly firemen who are trying to corral some wildfires. And the sad part of what happened in the last few days is, of course, the number of people who have died has gone up. But there was a driver who was killed Monday when his truck overturned on a windy kind of mountainous road. And that was a firefighter driver. He was delivering water to the fire lines. And he crashed before dawn because he's racing up and down, imagine, and, you know, loses control of the truck. So that was sad and hit the fire, a lot of the firemen who were like brothers, pretty hard, and sisters. So after days and days of gusty winds that fanned the flames, there's a little bit of a break, and officially 40 people have died in those Northern California fires, which is, again, staggering to think about it. Thinking of things is nothing compared to thinking of having people killed and living with that. They want any kind of water they can get. I mean, if they could have rain, if they could have a massive rain, how exciting would that be? 40,000 evacuees still trying to get back to their areas to see if they have a house or don't have a house. But at one point, it was 100,000. Over the weekend, like on Saturday, it was 100,000 people. Phew. So some are describing houses as still intact, but broken windows and boards and this and that. Others are coming back to find out that they don't have a house. It's varying degrees of what's there and what is not there. And then, there, of course, there was the one story about the dog that stayed, and the owners were distraught, but that they went back to the house, and lo and behold, the dog was there. So the dog had stuck it out, and then when they went back, they got to see the dog. They were reunited with the dog. It's just those little glimpses of, I don't know, good stories, happy moments that they're living for, especially in Santa Rosa and all the surrounding areas, because, you know, frantically trying to get away and not being able to grab the pet, or the pet gets away, and that was kind of what happened there. But luckily they were reunited with the dog, and that was the story that made the rounds. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Nyla Haygood and John Weiser, they've written a really, really neat book that I just sat down and I could not put it down. In fact, I'm going to get a couple of copies for my nieces. Grandpa Gray's Timeless Tales is the name of the book. Welcome, Nyla and John.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
Nyla, let me ask you this question. How did you and John come up with this idea to tell this story, to come up with this story about these incredible characters and this just imaginative world and trying to, I guess the best way to put this is to teach children about things like honor and friendship and creation and just way, way more than that. How did you come up with this idea?
This is John. Well, I was married with a couple young children, and my ex-wife asked me, "John, tell me a story." So I started telling stories to her and her my stepchildren, and that's what I did for several years. And later I met Nyla, and Nyla and I got together and wrote them all down.
So when you wrote them all down, you came up with the characters. and you put them together in these lessons. And I guess I'll direct this at Nyla. How did you lay that all out? How did you come up with this idea of the realm and learning lessons and like John said, talking about the children? How did you actually pull all the stories together?
Well, the fact of the matter is John had written so many of them down. I mean, all of them plus some. And he showed it to me one day, and I said, you know, this is good. We need to do something with this. So I took it, and with his permission, it's sort of like these are his concepts, his children, his heart. And I was so moved by it, I said, well, let me just paint out the corners and add a little bit more scenery and stuff to it. It's really John's idea. I'm just the painter.
Oh, I like that, the painter. And as the painter, you could see this. You could see that, wow, there's definitely something here that could be that much bigger and could reach out and touch the world. And, John, is that the idea? You know, now that you've worked with Nyla and the two of you, you know, they say sometimes two heads are better than one, and you pull it together and she encourages you. And as she describes it, and I love that, paints it out, paints the corners out. Are you, when you saw it all come together, were you just, I don't want to say blown away, but was it just amazing to see your work pulled together in the creation that it is?
I was blown away. And that's, when you were talking, I said, yep, I was blown away. And then you said my very words. She took some of my writings and created this wonderful legacy story to entertain generations.
When I read the book and I was really just pulled into this seriously and sat and I had a little bit of time and I decided, you know what, I'm going to reschedule something that I had going on so I could get through the whole thing because I was pulled into the adventure myself. And I love the titles of the chapters, you know, where you talk about the adventure starting and you talk about crossing the dragon channel. So I'm going to ask you this for all the people that are listening. Nyla, what is the dragon channel? For someone who's hearing this may have no idea what I'm talking about. Tell us what the dragon channel is.
Okay, well, this realm has a mainland and an island. The island is called Enchanta, and that's where our protagonist, Iam, comes from. In order to get to the dream realm, which is what he wanted to explore and learn about, he had to cross over the Dragon Channel. And it's called the Dragon Channel because it's very rough and it's very dangerous to cross. Now, here's this little squirrel trying to figure out how to get to the dream realm, and he can only cross at 1 hour after midnight when the waters are calm because the water dragons keep the waters turning, and so that's the one time that they're not making waves, if you will. So that was what he had to cross. That was his first hurdle, if you will.
I love that. And so there's lessons in that, and there's the beginning, getting to the dream realm. Is that the idea, John? What do you hope that children take away from this story?
Well, I want them to understand the positive things of life and how they can make a difference. And more than anything, I believe in the children, and I think these stories are ways in which they can help guide them to a better living that makes them happy and the world a better place to live in.
I think they're very affirming. If a child is reading this, or if it's being read to them with the illustrations and imagination, there's something in there, I think, that every child at one time or another is facing and doesn't even really know it, but can resonate with it, and this gives a guide on what to do.
Yeah, what,
about that.
Yeah, what to do when you encounter what you would encounter in your life as you try to to get from one place to get all the way through positivity with positivity to, let's call it, the dream realm, right? That's the idea.
Yeah, but we didn't want to make it, you know, overly obvious or instructive.
Right.
We just wanted to present it in an imaginative and fun, beautiful, surprising way so that the lessons would be there, but they weren't in your face.
I like that description, not in your face. And you're right, that's exactly how I felt when I read it. John, when it came together, then you saw it, and then obviously people in both of your worlds have read it and looked at it. What was the reaction, John, for you, and then I'll ask Nyla, what was the reaction with the people around you to putting this book together and then them reading it? What did they say to you?
They were so positive and moving, and I think that the real benefit for me was through some of my writings, I was able to give a message that would touch people and teach people and how together we're all together.
Yeah. How about you, Nyla?
Well, it's interesting. You know how you're never a hero in your hometown?
Yep.
Well, my audience was primarily my family and friends, and that puts them in a difficult position. They, you know, if they weren't absolutely madly in love with it, they couldn't say anything. So I soldiered on without much input except John telling me he thought they were wonderful.
I like that. You soldiered on. You know, and I think when you, as somebody who's written some books, when you put a book together, especially this one, it's so from the heart, I can tell just in speaking to both of you. When you take this adventure on and then you do it and you go through the tunnel and pull it together and the artwork, etc., and getting the finished product that you feel really proud of, a lot of times when you go back and look at it, I think you, even in your own work, discover something new that you really like. Nyla, for you, is there a favorite character or moment in the book that really is that aha, this is really neat that we have this in here?
Well, even though he plays a small part, he's only in a couple of the fables or tales. I think, I love unicorns, Garibaldi, who was the first unicorn. And I don't think in this one, in the fable, Garibaldi was created by the creator with every color in the world in his coat. Because the creator was so in awe of the first rainbow that he saw that he went out and made a unicorn and put all the colors on it. Well, there was a crisis, and Garibaldi was sent to talk to the fairy queen, and they were being charged with putting color in all of the creator's creations. And they didn't know how to do it. So Garibaldi said, take mine. And that's why he's white.
I like that. And I agree with you, Garibaldi, and you, as you say, just appears a little bit. How about for you, John? Is there a favorite moment, character in the book for you?
Well, there's so many characters, and they were a combination of people that I learned from and loved and made me, I think, hopefully a better person. And through some of my writings, hopefully those that read will feel better about themselves and their world, too.
And we want to tell people that they can get your book, Amazon.com, any place where books are sold, certainly. And as I mentioned, and this isn't lip service, I really enjoyed it. I read it the second I got it from Nyla, and I'm ordering copies for my three nieces because I think they'll love it, too. It's Grandpa Gray's Timeless Tales. Nyla Haygood and John Weiser, you're terrific. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trevor Caro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Last segment before we hit the top of this hour, and I thought it'd be fun to go to you, and yeah, that other guy in the back that handed me his email. That means we're checking the mail back.
The mail is here.
Ooh. This one is from Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, what is going on with this crazy speech in Florida where the governor has declared a state of emergency before someone even has a speech? When you go out and speak, do people declare a state of emergency? No, smarty. Governor Rick Scott did declare a state of emergency, and the reason why is because of the person who is speaking. The person who is speaking is Richard Spencer, and he's a white supremacist. So the idea that he's going to be there, and they know that that's going to ignite crowds, and they're concerned about what could happen. There's a lot of uncertainty. So instead of taking a risk, that's why he apparently did it. Spencer himself said the emergency declaration was ridiculous. It was overkill and is a maneuver that should be reserved for hurricanes or an invasion. But obviously, he feels as though there could be some violent reaction. And that's what Scott is saying. He's saying we live in a country where everyone has the right to voice their opinion. However, we have zero tolerance for violence and public safety is the number one priority. So the executive order is an additional step to, and this is Rick Scott saying, an additional step to ensure the University of Florida and the entire area is prepared so everyone can stay safe. Spencer says he expects he's going to fill the 800-seat center where he's speaking, and that there will also be people who will fill parking lots around the Phillips Center. The university says the price tag for security at this event, $500,000. Wow. Spencer's National Policy Institute paid the school $10,000 to rent the Phillips Center for the performing arts. There's going to be 400 law enforcement officers on hand for it. This is why the governor decided, maybe this is safer. So we have more people on hand, and we don't have to risk it. All right, so we move from that because, of course, we don't know anything at this point. This is a wait and see, and hopefully there isn't a bunch of, there isn't a bunch of shenanigans. And, of course, this is Thursday. This is when the speech is, and there's not a big problem. Because this is going to be, it's going to be huge. And there are going to be people that are going to protest against the group, too, as well. So I think he was smart in a way because you will definitely have a lot of opinions, a lot of people. And is it going to be a peaceful protest on either side of this? I mean, again, when you have massive amounts of people, a couple of nutballs toss something in a direction or do something, then everything changes. That's what happens. All right, let's move to something else. We got a bunch of emails on the wildfires. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I feel so sorry for those firefighters. I'm glad you told us about how many there were. I see these pictures and I see these burned out houses, and then I see a house that's still left standing, and it's just so damn depressing is what it is, Kate. I see these burned out cars. I saw a wheelchair in a car. I saw people trying desperately to help other people. I saw massive amounts of firefighters. I saw an American flag hanging over the remains of a charred kind of house. It's just really, really sad in Sonoma as to what's happened. And I saw a sign, too, that said, love in the air is thicker than the smoke. Yeah, that's what they've been saying. That's kind of become a little saying. And anything that lifts people's spirits in the middle of what they've seen and what's happening there, that just everything melted. It's very strange. Even broken wine bottles, melted wine bottles. Awful. First responders, I mean, high fives. High fives to the guys on the fire line and the women and the people, because it's got to be rough. It's got to be rough, and it's human life. I mean, that's the thing, finding people alive, finding people that got out, making sure people got out. It's bad stuff. I mean, this is just like the hurricane. We were talking about Harvey and the floods, and then what happened in Key West, what happened in Puerto Rico, what happened in Jacksonville. If this is, there you had the walls of water. Here you have the incredibly thick walls of fire. And, boy, just as awful. Just as awful. And here's another one about the fire. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, what's really has struck me is the fact that you were saying that 40-some people have died, but that means a lot of people also got out, and those evacuation orders were so heavily heated, I suppose, and that's a good thing that people left their homes instead of trying to somehow figure out a way where they could handle it, because you still have a lot of people that are missing. You have buildings that have been destroyed, so we don't even know an official total. Well, that's true. We don't. We know that the total for now is 40, but could it be more? Of course it could be, and there's people missing. But right now, it is. It's about getting the fires out and less evacuating and more bringing people back in to see if they still even have a house. Let's, you know, put it that way. All right, let's move in a different direction, shall we? How about this one? This one, on a lighter note, is from Theodore from New York. Kate, my Yankees, how about that? Not so fast for everybody who had them gone at the hands of the Astros, because they came back to beat the Astros in a very big way, 8-1. I don't know if you saw it, but a very, very big game for my Bronx Bombers. It's pretty awesome. Aaron Judge with a home run. In fact, a three-run homer, and it was awesome, awesome game. And then CC Sabathia pitching and really tossing some great baseball, shutout baseball. Yeah, CC Sabathia, thanks for that note. CC Sabathia, six shutout innings. Astros just could not really hit him. He gave up like three hits, something like that. And sure, this is why they play seven in the championship series, and the Yankees absolutely could come back in this. And yeah, the Astros know it, though. They haven't been playing like cocky, we have these two wins, because they were close wins. They only won by a run in both cases, and the series could be really, really close. It is a bright moment to watch sports. That's why I like sports. It is an escape, in a way. Although with what's happened in football, it hasn't been an escape. And, of course, I mentioned the fact that you have all this controversy going on Tuesday. There's a big meeting with the NFL owners and also a players union rep. All right, how about this one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, this Las Vegas shooting, you know, still it's only been a couple of weeks. I'm wondering about all those people that were left in the hospital. How are they doing? Are more people recovering, or, you know, what's the story with the victims? For me, that's where my heart really goes. The victims who are trying desperately to hang on to life. Well, I think now a lot of them, it's not that. It's that they're trying to get well. I mean, where they were shot in the head, where they were shot in the side. I just read a story about a woman who 2 weeks ago was shot in the head and actually took her first couple of steps. So there are some inspiring stories about people getting better and getting released from the hospital and actually defying the odds. And bravo to all of them. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.